This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Both the Houses of Parliament have taken up discussion on the Union Budget 2024-2025. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha are also taking up discussions on the Budget of Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir for 2024-25 simultaneously. Meanwhile, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has rejected the opposition's allegation of discrimination against some states in the Union Budget. Responding to the opposition charge during Zero Hour in the Rajya Sabha today, she alleged that there is a deliberate attempt by the opposition led by the Congress to give the impression to people that nothing has been given to opposition-ruled states. She clarified that in every budget, one does not get an opportunity to name every state of the country. She added that if a particular state is not named in the budget speech, that does not mean that programs of the central government do not go to these states. She said that between the vote on account and yesterday's budget, the Union Cabinet has cleared many development projects in Maharashtra and West Bengal. When the House met for the day, Leader of Opposition Mallikarjun Kharge raised the issue alleging that the Union Budget is an attempt to save the government. He said opposition will protest against it. In the Lok Sabha also, opposition parties staged a walkout from the House over the same issue. The discussion is underway. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said the government is committed to take all possible actions to control the spread of fake and misleading information which has the potential to weaken the country's democracy and create fissures in the society. He said this in a written reply in the Lok Sabha today. Mr. Vaishnav said the government has statutory and institutional mechanisms in place to address fake news on various media platforms. He said a fact-check unit has been set up under the Press Information Bureau, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting in November 2019 to counter fake news relating to the central government. Government today clarified that there is no proposal to discontinue NEET UG and restore state-wide entrance examinations at present amid controversies over the medical examination. This was stated by Minister of State for Education, Dr. Sukanta Majumdar, in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that a significant portion of the railway budget has been allocated towards enhancing train safety. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnav said that out of the total budget of around 2 lakh 62,000 crore rupees, more than 1 lakh crore rupees has been earmarked for rail safety related measures. He said in the last 10 years, 31,000 new tracks and 40,000 kilometers of rail route has been electrified. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Nara Chandrababu Naidu said that the government has decided to introduce the state budget after 2 months due to the present financial crisis. The Chief Minister spoke in the Assembly during a discussion on motion of thanks to the Governor's address to the joint session of Assembly on Tuesday. The Chief Minister said that the TDP, Janasena and BJP will collectively make efforts for the development of the state. In Nepal, 18 people were killed after a Soaria Airlines plane crashed during takeoff from Tribhuvan International Airport, Kathmandu today. Flight number 9NAME of Soaria Airlines with 19 people on board was going to Pokhara with employees and technicians for repair work. Senior Superintendent of Police Dambar Bahadur PK said that the pilot was rescued and taken to a nearby hospital. UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy has arrived in India on his first official visit after assuming office. The External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal welcomed Mr. Lammy on his arrival in New Delhi. He will primarily hold talks on strengthening the comprehensive strategic partnership and the India-UK Free Trade Agreement. Secretary Lammy will meet with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar this evening. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat, Konkan and Goa and Maharashtra during the next 2 days. IMD said light to moderate rainfall is also likely over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Punjab, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Kerala, Telangana and Tamil Nadu during the next 5 days. In Gujarat, more than 150 tehsils of the state recorded light to very heavy rainfall till 12 a.m. in the morning. And that is the end of this news bulletin.